So you went to the world of Coca-Cola today?
Make that when you
Mr.
What? Oh, right, yeah.
I was like Van in the bedroom.
Just humming to yourself.
Why is it that every time I bring up my favorite movie or song, y'all call my shit corny? You act like I don't have no taste and no flavor. I'm a Luddite or some bullshit like that. What kind of particular shit is that? It's the shit I like. That's what I like. That's my type of shit. You know? Why don't you know y'all just say something nice?
But yeah, so you went to the World of Coca-Cola today?
Yeah, that was my first time, actually.
Yeah, did you have Beverly?
It was fun. I don't know what that is. What is Beverly? So somebody help me.
Beverly is a soda from, I believe, Germany. That, you know, because you were in like the little like international parlor, whatever they call it, where you could try all the Coke products they make in other countries that they don't make in America, or at least don't sell in America. Beverly, I believe, is sold in Germany. It's, well, at least to our delicate American palates in this country, is fucking nasty.
So here's the deal. I don't know what they're doing over there in Europe, but almost every one of those sodas was terrible.
So, maybe they stopped making it. I'll look and see. But so when we were kids, we came to Atlanta and visited the World of Coca-Cola. And what they would do when you're a kid is they put you on a scavenger hunt so that you can learn the history of your Coke and everything, go to the museum, answer questions, and find items. And the team who got the most things, like, you know, the one who got the least amount of stuff, the losing team, had to drink Beverly. They each gave you a little paper shot glass of Beverly. You had to drink it. Of course, my black ass was on the losing team. And of course, I had to drink that Beverly. And of course, it was nasty.
That's terrible. So what you're saying is Coca-Cola knows it's terrible, and they're using it as punishment.
Like castor oil.
Really? Really, that's really messed up. But yeah, so the way they had it is they had a station in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. Stations in the middle of the room, and each of them had like a region of the world. So there was a Europe, North America, Latin America, Asia, and Africa.
No Caribbean?
And that was under the same North America.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, the European station, the least number of people were there. It's like, it was all terrible. Just really terrible stuff. There was one from Italy, and most people were spitting it out. This is pretty bad. The tastiest ones were from Africa. and I was telling Dustin, who joined me, that I took a picture of the African station and I was going to mess with it so that way it has an extra section that says Wakanda on it.
Oh Lord. Yeah, so it was Italy, not Germany. And they stopped making it in 2009.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's in the Wikipedia article, second paragraph. It's okay for people listening. I'm moving and I have a friend assisting moving. So if you hear any clicking or clacking in the background, that's him. It's fine.
It's not Steamboat.
Right. I do not have a slave. Let me read this paragraph though. The bitter taste of Beverly has become familiar to many Americans who get a chance to try it at Coca-Cola tasting stations at the World of Coca-Cola Museums in Atlanta, yep. Georgia, and Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, it's one of them in Las Vegas, huh? As well as at Club Cool at Epcot and the Coca-Cola store at Disney Springs, both located with Disney World, Florida, blah, blah, blah. Staff there have explained the flavoring ingredient as grapefruit rind, which includes intensely bitter components. Why would you want a drink made out of grapefruit rind?
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're supposed to... So I suspect that maybe you're supposed to mix Beverly with something else.
Alcohol? Juice?
Yeah. Maybe you're supposed to mix it with something else. Maybe that's why it tastes that way.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know, that could be it.
Right. But yeah, let's go ahead and talk about the episode. So, intro.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Say Something Nice podcast. I am your host, Ali, and I'm joined by Brandon.
Dr. Brandon, who was in this episode, which we'll talk about.
Yes, we will. We're here to review the Atlanta Season 2, Episode 7 episode entitled...
Champagne Poppy. Wait, what's up? I know you don't listen to music, but do you know what Champagne Poppy is referenced to?
I am not sure what it's referencing. Go ahead and let me know.
It's both a Drake song and a Drake nickname.
I mean, I had an idea. It's probably something to do with Drake because, I mean, he's all over this episode. Not physically, but but yeah.
So, wait, it might not be a song. It might just be just a nickname. I swear it might be a Drake.
I just assumed it had something to do with Drake.
Yeah.
So, but because I'm not a music head like everybody else, I was like, okay, I'll let my co-host, you know, teach me.
Right. Yeah, I don't really follow Drake like that. I listen to like his albums. Like I give him like one or two listens at least for like to review them for the show. It's not blasphemy. I don't know. It's too I can't listen to music under 70 BPM. I'm sorry, I just can't do it. It just sits there. And like then his singing, quote unquote, you know.
Under 70 beats per minute. That means you need your music to be really fast.
But just, you know, like I need a tempo. I like Hotline Bling. I like a couple of, I like his first album. His first album is cool.
Okay. Cool.
Thank Me Later, I believe it is called.
What was your general mood going into this episode before when you saw the preview?
I didn't see the preview. I did hear it was fans episode. I generally don't get to see the previews for these episodes. And I like going into Atlanta episodes kind of cold.
I always go into Atlanta episodes cold. Like, always. And I'm just like, I didn't even know it was a van episode. It just started and all of a sudden I'm seeing this girl on her Instagram story and I'm like, and sometimes the episodes would start and you're just like, am I watching an Atlanta episode? And then suddenly you'd see a character that you recognize and be like, okay, yeah, I am watching an Atlanta episode.
Right.
So I had no idea. So you had no idea either.
Right.
You were just ready.
Yeah. I did enjoy this, although I have questions, and this might be a slight spoiler, about how much of this actually happened given the events of the episode.
Oh?
Me,
you have reason to believe that this has some basis in reality?
Let me double check a key scene in the episode, and I will... Let me see. Let me double check. Okay. Yeah, I have the episode up. I you know what scene I'm talking about, too. Well, I guess, obviously, this is this review. You've seen the episode, you know, we can talk spoilers. I am checking to see if Van actually ate her gummy. That's what I'm checking for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. Okay. So, yeah, she did. Therefore...
Yeah, she did.
And since we mostly follow her and Nadine through the episode, we have two very unreliable narrators. So...
True, but the problem with that theory you're having is that her and Nadine meet up towards the end of the episode and they talk...
no,
to Darius.
I'm not saying some of this didn't happen. I'm saying that did everything that actually happened happen the way that they're showing it.
Oh, okay, okay. When they're by themselves, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Alrighty.
That's what I'm saying. All right. So yeah. So okay. Let's start with the first scene.
Right. So basically, the girls are getting ready to go out. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting ready to go out. It's Van, Nadine, Candace, and I forgot the other girl's name. But I looked
at Tammy.
Tammy, yeah. The girl who plays Candace, I looked at her IMDb, let me pull it back up. She always plays a girl named Candace.
Why does she do that?
I don't know.
Is that like her running running gag for her?
Maybe it is. Adrienne Rae. So she plays either a Candy or a Candace in remake of Superfly that's coming out. A movie called Good Streets. Burning Sands from Netflix. Yeah, she just she be playing Candaces a lot.
That's pretty interesting. She should keep that up. I want to see how long she can keep that up. That's funny. That's cool.
Yeah, she's going to be in an episode of Star, apparently, called, or she might have already been in it, called I'm playing Tallahassee Tammy.
Okay. All right.
Listen, if you're watching Star, Godspeed.
But Star is, there seems to be no indication that it's going to get canceled anytime soon.
It showed the fuck ain't because it's got Empire to lead it in and people like Star.
So there you go. Yeah. So if you watch Star and you like it, then kudos to you. You're in a good place because that looks like it's sticking around. Yeah. Well, right off the bat, you see in that little scene, each one of their individual characters are like just out there for you to basically put them each in a box.
Right.
Right.
So Candace is clearly like, she's like the alpha, like she's the, you know, the one who's always getting them in trouble and stuff. And they just go along with what she be doing. Cause you know, she's leader. Yeah. She's the leader. She's the, I was trying to find a character to compare her to, but like, she's the Veronica.
There you go. I was about to say, you watch Riverdale.
And Nadine is in the background. Nadine is more of like, she's like the, she would be me if I was in this group. Like, you know, she's the wet blanket.
We have to beg her to, come out, and she doesn't want to get involved in activities. So we have to force her to get into it because we always will force her by saying that, you know, you never do this, and we have to guilt her into doing that stuff. And then we have to we have to convince her that it's going to be good for her as a person.
And then when she gets out there to do the shit, she does way too much and she ends up acting a fool in public.
She's a mess, and then we have to pretend like we don't know her.
Yes, that is me to a T, for anybody who knows me. People who listen to this shit who know me to be like, yep, that's that nigga.
It's like, who is that over there? Why is he strung out on the floor? Oh, that, yeah. I don't know. He came in by himself. Such sad.
Why is he sitting in that lap?
Yeah. Yeah. Take care of that, buddy.
That's why I only have two. That's why I don't get drunk in public anymore, though.
you want to just stay getting drunk at home?
Yeah. Only at home.
Well, anyways, so that's Nadine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, then you have Tammy. Tammy seems to be ready for anything.
Tammy is the hood girl.
She's loud.
She's not loud. She's even loud. She's just she's unapologetic because she's not even loud. Okay. She's not loud.
She's just very direct. Maybe she's
She's very direct. Honest. She's unapologetic. She's gonna she speaks what she thinks.
There you go. Yeah, she says what's on her mind.
Yeah. Hold on. Tell the people real quick. I need to go turn this light off. I can hear it in the recording. But tell everybody, of course, about Van. And her flipping to her Instagram right quick. I'll be right back.
All right. Yeah. So yeah. So then you have already the three girls we just explained, and then of course you have, you know, Van to round out the troop, and you know, of course everybody's getting ready in their own various ways, and Van is predictably on her social media, and what do you know, she's looking up what Earn is doing in his life, and it looks like Earn is not caring. He is on Instagram, and it looks like he's getting his hair groomed by who knows who that woman is. I have no idea. I don't know if that's probably somebody new that he's either A, shacking up with or sleeping with.
It looks like his barber.
It could just be a platonic homegirl. The fact of the matter, it doesn't matter. The fact is that this is a woman. She's like within the personal space of Earn, and that's all it takes for Van to just be like,
Now, is this his Instagram?
I think it's hers
because she's Jamaican, apparently.
He doesn't seem like the kind of person who would do that, so I think it's hers, and he just happens to make a cameo appearance.
Yeah, Bodum Team, so, 119. what does that mean? What does that mean?
Hold on a second, I have the thing open too. So let me go to it to see what you're talking about.
No, that's her username. Bodum Ting 119.
Because I have a feeling that you're not.
I'm mispronouncing.
Yeah.
Bodomting.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah, I have no idea what that is. The point is though, hey, that's a rocking username handle on Instagram. Right. So yeah.
Do you see the Lion King DVD on her shelf?
I did not. Was there?
Yeah. Van sitting by the TV, and there's a DVD of the Lion King.
Oh.
Because you know, okay. Donald Glover's playing the lead in the Lion King, the remake. Or at least funny. Adult Simba.
Okay.
I can't see what the other ones are, but I can recognize the Lion King. I need that HD hookup.
Wow. That's funny. But yeah,
she also has a Wii, looks like. What is that? No, that's just a plug.
You know, everything that's white and has a plastic sheen on it is either a Wii or an Apple product.
Apple shade.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry, Apple. You know, but no, yeah. Anyways, but yeah. While you were away for a second, I was just saying that, you know, each of the girls are getting themselves together in their own individual way. You know, whoever needs to hype themselves up by you know, smoking, whoever needs to get convinced that this is a good thing, you need to go out with us and stop being a prude.
Mm-hmm.
and whoever's organizing all of this, you know, who has a really odd 6 degrees of separation connection, so that way they can get in without looking like groupies. yeah, you know how it is. But anyways, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's for them. They toast up to the night, and it's onward into the night.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be going to a Drake party, apparently.
Right. Okay. It's New Year's.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve. They're going to it. And right. Van really wants to go because she saw her Instagram is weak as fuck.
Yes.
Because she's like, Lottie, chicken. Because look, you're a girl talking about chicken. Lottie, chicken. I know the one you're talking about. Lottie, Earn. Delete Earn.
Yeah, delete Earn. There you go. Wow.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about IUDs. So I got an IUD to block them KIDs.
I love how pre-drinking makes everything funny.
and one girl, Nadine. Was like, what happened to condoms?
Yeah, it was Nadine because Nadine is going to be the one to say something like that. Yeah. And then, of course,
Ken is like, how old are you? You still using condoms? Are you in high school? You know what? I don't have kids and I also don't have HPV, trick.
There you go.
Tells him put that. Right,
yeah, knee him right in the chest, Nadine.
Tells him put that in your condom and fuck it.
And she said that, and I was like, oh shit. Because there's one thing Nadine does not have is a car seat. She does not. Wow. That's hilarious. But yeah, so. And I always like the nice creative way the Atlanta logo shows up. And this time it shows up on the placemat.
Yeah.
So that's all cool. Right.
So describe this next scene for me, because I didn't know what was happening for a second.
I thought this was going to be a horror. Because I was like, so, you know, because everything seemed to be so hype. And all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. They're in a parking lot by themselves, just four women. And then there's a couple of people, there's maybe some random people off to the side. They're, you know, getting into making out or some shit, mm-hmm. or whatever. And I'm just like, are these women about to get kidnapped or something? Then there's a van, you know. It's just weird.
It was
a little weird. Yeah, it was. I thought that they were going to be, because, you know, obviously when you watch an Atlanta episode, you're by now season two, you should be ready for anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I was just like, oh crap, maybe something's gonna go sideways and they're gonna get kidnapped, right? But turns out, you know, the van on the outside is just creepy looking, because on the inside, you know, you got the lights, you got, you know, seats everywhere. The only thing that was creepy is the obviously creepy driver who said something to the effect of, I'm gonna take one of you girls home tonight.
How do you say all? Let me check.
He was like, he was on some shit. He said that. I was like, bruh.
Don't forget. Yeah. I'm going to take y'all home with me. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and while they were out there, like, even they were like, this looks suspect, girl. We in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
And then some random dude comes up to y'all go to that Drake party. Listen, I got a pizza here for him.
Pizza.
I need a pizza inside of him. Put me on. There's always a thirsty nigga in these episodes. Always. Not thirsty for like, but like thirsty to get put on. Every episode, the dude in the drive thru, the dude at the restaurant, like, put me on. I want to talk to you, nigga. There's always somebody desperate in these episodes, which is accurate for Atlanta, who is trying to get famous as quickly as possible.
Yeah, poor guy. He's out there in that empty parking lot trying to find girls who are going to the Drake party, so that way, yeah.
I was scared he had like a gun or something in that damn pizza box. You don't know what he had in there.
Oh, dude, don't say that, please.
Yeah, it was. I was scared. I ain't gonna lie.
But yeah. But anyways, they get in and, you know, once they got in, I realized, okay, cool. So it's a party bus. Okay, fine. Yeah, I was more comfortable when I saw them get in with more girls. Yeah, that looked like as if they knew where they were going. So. Like, okay, cool.
But yeah, so they had the van actually does take them to the one girl who's crying.
Who's extremely, and she's so obsessed. She is so obsessed.
She's like,
and she's just so happy to be here. You're doing great, sweetie.
Right. Like, and we just should point out that a bunch of people are posting Instagram pictures at the Drake from the Drake party.
That is true. Everyone's posting pictures with
Drake.
With Drake.
Hold it in.
Yes. I'm gonna do it. But everyone's posting pictures of Drake. You know, everyone looks so happy. They're having a good time. You know, so this party is looking like it's on the up and up, right?
But I guess, but here. This Boko Haram ass bus they on.
Why you sure?
did you not feel like you was watching the opening scene of Black Panther when you saw that shit?
God, why? Why would you see that? You we're not watching Homeland. We're watching.
I'm glad everybody got there sick, because I was like, wow. Amy, what are y'all doing?
You said some Boko Haram looking bus. Okay, fine.
But yeah, so they all get over to the party, which is somewhere in the country. Not sure where.
Somewhere out there. I mean, so do you suspect it's one of those mansions that's like in your neck of the woods, sir?
No, this shit is out there in like it's like probably like in like Henry County or way up in Alpharetta somewhere. It's far. Let's put it that way. It's fucking far.
Okay.
Because the mansions that are like on like in like Paces and stuff, those are like right next to each other.
Well, they're on so this mansion looked like it was on an estate.
Yeah. This is on the estate. It's far.
Yeah. But it looked good though. So, you know, everything seems to be, you know, looking not too crazy yet.
Yeah. The security dude.
Yeah, the security guy. Yeah. You know what that reminded me of? So I went to I ate at the Vortex today. And
for what?
I'm joking.
It's good.
I have eaten. I know you're not trying to do that because Vortex is highly rated. Anybody who's visiting Atlanta, you guys should definitely eat at least once at the Vortex, right? And the thing is, I have been to Vortex before, but I have never been carded. And literally, so that's why I was about to push open the door to get in. And some big dude was just like, yeah, ID. I was like, ID? What the hell? I've been carded going to Vortex. Anyway, so I showed my ID and I was able to get in. And it's just, it felt really weird doing that because I haven't done anything that required being carded in quite some time. So, yeah. But anyways, the point is though, guess who doesn't get in?
Miss Crying Face. She got a printed out piece of paper. Drake invited me. This is his signature right here. Nigga.
Listen, when she printed that out, I was like, when she broke it out, I was like, oh no, what are you doing? Because that reminded me of like, you know, when you buy a ticket online for like an event. And you have to print it out and bring it with you so that way they can scan the barcode on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was before people were keen on putting it on their phones. Like that's what it looked like. I was like, what? Not for this party. You can't bring that along. I don't care whose signature, whatever. Yeah. So instantly, I loved how they just transitioned into that scene where it's just like, nah, it's her kicking and screaming. She's not getting in. Mm-hmm. She's not. Poor girl.
Poor girl.
You can't do this. You can't do this.
Oh, yes, they can.
I need to get into that party.
But yeah, so they actually... Oh, because the floors are marble, all the girls have to wear booties.
Man, listen.
Listen to the rules. Because they in these goddamn $900, $500, $600 dresses. Even because Van's dress, her dress was awesome. Everybody's dress, but hers was the best.
No, everybody was just looking fine.
Right.
But then the rule is, you know, if we don't want to mess up the floors, so you got to wear these booties. I love it.
Yeah, so.
Because the juxtaposition is really really jarring. And it makes you look down more throughout the episode. There'll be times in the episode where, like, it's towards the end, and I see like a person, like, in a guy in a suit or something, and he's got booties, and it just makes me giggle.
There was one of those intro things, like, you know, like when you come back from commercial, they have a little short montage to intro the act. Right. And it's, you know, everybody's partying and everything. All the girls are dressed in nice. This one girl's on like one of those what are you calling them? Cowboy things.
Yeah.
And they cut down to the feet and everybody's got fucking booties.
But you know what I liked about that scene too? Is that immediately they start showing, okay, here's one of the first sort of illusions that when they show you what's really happening. You know, you see that it's not as fantastic as you thought it was. And the first thing is, she's on a ball, it's in slow-mo, and it looks like, you know, oh my God, like, it looks just wild as heck. You know, you really want to be there because then you would have seen it, you know, sped up. No, turns out that ordinarily, it's no, the bull is going really that slowly.
Yeah.
She's there's nothing special about this. It's not going to be any better if you see it in person.
Right. And then two other things before we go forward. Let me make sure I got everything together. Not Tammy. What's the other girl's name? Not Tammy. Not Nadine. It's Tammy. It's Tammy I'm talking about. She is angry. She sees an actor that she knows.
Yes.
And he's there with a white woman.
Yes. Oh my God. I just knew.
Davion Johnson.
I just knew that at some point she's gonna have to confront these feelings that she's having.
Yeah. And so Candace is there to meet up with her boyfriend, DJ, who is a DJ. and so they're gonna, he's gotta go with DJ and stuff. And like she leaves them to their own devices, but with a little special party gift, gummies, which obviously these gummies have, I don't know if it's Molly or if it's ecstasy, but it's one of the two. Basically.
Obviously, they're special gummies.
They're special gonna gummies.
They're going to help.
Yeah. Are they?
They're supposed to.
Nadine.
No, it's Tammy. I love how Tammy has to like convince, like she has to like force Nadine, like eat it, chew it.
And then check her tongue like she's a child.
It's like, chew it. Open your mouth. Jesus. They're like, okay, now we're ready to have a party. It's not fun if everybody else isn't doing anything. It's not funny if no one, if the one person is not doing anything.
So, look at you. Peer pressure. Bad influence.
It's not. It's not fun.
Then nobody should be doing it.
Everybody's having a good time. You're the one wallflower. You know, you're on.
Maybe
the side.
Maybe I don't want to go to jail. Maybe I have a goddamn an interview. Maybe I had a job where they randomly drug test me. You don't know my life.
Then what are you doing here?
To meet Drake.
Well, to meet Drake, there are requirements. There's prerequisites.
Illegal drug use. See, I told you I'm Nadine. See,
you like the dude. You like the what's it, that guy from, he called the guy from Insecure. Rules.
Yes. Hello, if you rules. Recall, you used to call me that randomly. like about a good 3 months after that episode aired, you would call me Rules. Yeah. Hey, Rules, you ready to go?
What's going on, Rules?
Rules, we doing a podcast. Rules.
But did I lie, though? But yeah. So the back to the party.
Yeah, back to the party. I'm sorry. They're watching the bull. And so I think Nadine, what does she go off looking for that? She goes off looking for that dude. Davion. Yeah.
But remember before she does that, so basically the gummies take immediate effect on Nadine.
Yep. Because she ain't used to this shit.
She is just like, but I love how like nobody else seems to be at all affected yet. Like it's taking some time, but her on the other hand is just like instant. And you know right. What Tammy, you know what Tammy does? She immediately is like, yeah, you go chill out with Van. Cause I have to go stop Davion.
Yeah. Davion, oh, I forgot to mention also they were talking about Tammy's in there like, look at all these Instagram girls, look at this thought-a-thon and everything. Like, I'm going to be like, girl, you there too.
Exactly. You are complaining about where you all the people who are showing up there. It's like, but you're here,
mm-hmm.
and you want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, hypocrisy. Yeah, but anyways, but But Van is here for one mission and one mission only.
Yeah, pictures.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about all those little bitty pictures. The ultimate picture, the ultimate prize, is to get Trick.
Yeah, so she's going to be popping, so she can make Earn jealous. That's the subtext that's sort of kind of here as well.
Exactly. But before that, she has to stop Nadine from calling the police.
Right, because Nadine is so hot. She's like, I can't breathe correctly. And she's like, is this the police? I need your help. I'm at this big party at Drake's house and I'm dying. The fan goes over, takes the phone, like, did she give you an address? No. Okay, bye.
Listen, when she did that, I had to, the first time I watched that, I paused it because because I had to laugh because I couldn't, I knew that I had to, like, I knew I had to pause the thing because I was laughing so hard at that. She played it so well. She was very convincing as an actress. So yeah, good job. Good job with regard to that.
So she's gonna so Van's gonna go try to find Nadine some water, and she's like you can stay here with Drake, pointing to a picture of Drake, a painting on the wall.
Well, a foreshadow.
And so she just sits there, just sort of kind of slouches her chair, just stares up dreamily at this painting of Drake with an owl on his arm, looking like Charles Foster Kane.
It's like every rich person has a portion of themselves in their mansion looking regal as heck with some exotic animal, and this dude chooses an owl. I love it.
Oh yeah, because OVO, his label, like at the owl is a symbol of the label.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, do it. Go ahead. Go right on.
Poor
ahead.
Nadine, though. She's like, I need to go to the hospital.
It's like, oh no.
And this is Van being sort of a bad friend, because literally the problem is that she should have really just dropped everything and, you know, got her some help somehow.
Yeah, but she has tunnel vision. But you know what? God is in control. But you know what he did? He ripped that bitch's dress right up. You are really about to just leave your friend there on a couch looking up at a painting. Nope, rip.
Right. So she goes off in search of water, and she immediately bumps into a dude who's like, I'm sorry about, you know, it's the whole thing you see in the movies. I'm sorry I bumped into you. It's fine. You know, I just need some, you know, find some water, something non-alcoholic. And then this nigga magically manifests a water bottle.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon character.
From nowhere.
From Earth 4.
He conjured up that water bottle.
He's Cisco Ramon's Dominican cousin.
Out of thin air. So I was like, oh, so you that dude. You're the dude who has everything everybody needs, because that's how you're going to get it. That's how you're going to get put on, and that's where you're going to meet people.
Right.
by having the things that they want. Okay, cool.
Right. And so she's also trying to find the bathroom as well. And of course, this raggedy nigga's name is what? What is his name?
What?
You know what his name is. You saw the episode.
It's Brandon.
It is.
Brandon is out here. Brandon, this guy's your is this your namesake?
Oh Jesus. Is this your namesake? Is this your namesake?
Is this your namesake?
So
well, I'm your namesake. Now.
I want to hear, like, listen to the, of course, listen to the ours, but I want to hear the Where's My 40 Acres review as well now, because I want to hear how if they clown him the same way that you're about to clown me. The other Brandon, the phenom.
That is funny. Yeah, I can't wait to hear their review of this too, because this one's a doozy. Because and the funny thing is that, and I don't think I've ever seen a character like this in a movie or a television show, where they play it up so that way it's pretty obvious that whether or not he has a very nefarious reason behind his friendliness, it definitely is awkward and creepy. And for just a second or a moment, you start feeling probably a fraction of what women feel on a daily basis.
Yes. And because funny thing is that when you first meet him, that you think he's old, this suave, cool guy. But then, of course, you get downstairs and he's like,
yeah, and it's not the lovable kind. There's just something about the way he's interacting.
This nigga has bodies in his closet. That's what it is. So he takes Van downstairs to this this secret lair where apparently this is supposed to be Drake's studio, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because there's all this music equipment everywhere.
Yeah. And so like I want to get a good look at his room though, because like it ain't no kind of studio. Like where's the recording booth? Is it behind one of these doors? Is it like a hollow panel like Sly Stone? Sly Stone, you know who Sly Stone is, right? I've told you about Sly Stone, right?
Yep.
So Sly Stone, when he moved into his house in 1969, 1970. So the house used to be owned by the Mamas and the Papas, which was a band from the 60s. They sung the song California Dreaming. I'm sure you know that song.
Mm-hmm.
John and his... I forgot, I think it was Ann Phillips, who were like the two leads everybody sung lead at some point in time, but like the main people in the group, it was their house and they had a fucking hollow panel installed, like Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Like, and that's where Sly put his recording studio.
Okay.
So it was literally behind a bookcase.
That's funny. Did you have to press like a button?
I think you just had to move the bookcase.
Or did you have to pull on one of the books?
No, I think you just had to move the bookcase. Well, Michelle, not Anne, my bad. John and Michelle Phillips. But yeah, I think you just had to move the bookcase manually. But it would be a trip if you actually had to put like a gurney or something like that. And you pull a book and it's like... Da, 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 da.
The worst.
But yeah, so they come down here and like it becomes very obvious that this dude is super creepy because he doesn't know where shit is. He got to the party at 8 p.m. and just scouted the whole mansion out.
Exactly. And it makes you think that, okay, you scouted the place out and you found the one place that's away from everybody else that you can bring Van to.
Right.
And it's like, it becomes very apparent, like, after she presses him with more questions about, you know, what's going on, like, where's his place, whatever.
Drake's nutritionist is my cousin.
Like, what?
Not his chef. Not his personal trainer. His nutritionist.
His nutritionist. Okay.
So the nigga who emails him meal plans, like, every 2 weeks.
That's why I was happy that Van
got out of there safely.
Yeah, it's good that she did, because I don't think that guy didn't look violent in any way.
Nobody ever looks violent. That's important to state.
But I don't like the fact that she's so far away
from other people.
Earshot.
Yeah, because she went in there looking for a phone charger too.
Right. She's out of earshot and the guy is like pressing at the door. It's like, are you okay in there? Like,
what? Yeah, because she found a bathroom.
Was she gonna,
and she's in the bathroom in? Like, and she's like, I'm weird. Fine. Can you give me some weed?
And of course he was like, oh, yes, yeah, that's definitely gonna help. Yeah, let's go get that. So he runs off. It's creepy.
Whatever. And you can tell that he's like he's fully like completely lame because he's like, it's one thing to be like, I don't know where to find no fucking weed. Another thing, you'd be like, yeah, I can find that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything to get whatever he is after.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Yeah. And then she's like, some food and some drinks and some water too. You know, yeah. take your time. And what? So she's in the bathroom texting because she lost Nadine. She went around that corner, came back, Nadine was gone.
Yeah.
And so she texted the other niggas. Candy was like, I ain't seen AD. Me and DJ are feeding sushi to a live tiger.
I was like, dude, I saw that text. I was like, wait, did I read that correctly? Really? A whole tiger. Okay, fine.
It's not Takitani either, I'm assuming.
That's honestly, that's not even the craziest thing on an Atlanta episode. So we've already seen a crocodile.
We saw an alligator.
Yeah, we saw an alligator in season one. So I was like, you know what? If a tiger happens to grace this party, I'm going to accept it and move on. So yeah, go on and feed
this. Is the tiger in a three-piece suit?
This live tiger. I don't know. Might as well be.
Oh yeah, and the other girl, Tammy, she took a picture of Davion and her and his white girl, and she's got the cussing emojis.
I was like, please get, like, I was like, yes, please, because you know what, if you don't get into that guy's ass before this episode ends, I'm going to be very upset because you are escalating. You are definitely escalating.
Right. Yeah, so once her phone is charged up, she sneaks out and tries to avoid this dude. And because she's high and lost in this labyrinth of a damn mansion. Listen, Van would never. I don't know what Van's Legend of Zelda record is, but it can't be high.
She did not have a goddamn clue where she was.
And listen, I'd have been just as lost. I have a terrible sense of direction inside of like large spaces.
But I mean, at least you got clues as to what's as to some of the, you know, some ideas going on, right? Because of course, there's the fact that she passes right next to a Mexican flag. Right. So you start assuming things, or at least you get things into your head, right? So that when the abuelo shows up later on,
you put two and two together. Where is it at?
Yeah. Yeah. Van walks past like some kind of I don't know what you would want to call it, like a table or like maybe not, I don't think it's a bed. I don't think so.
Oh yeah,
it's not a bed sheet.
She's still in this little foyer before she comes in, like the bathroom, and continues to charge her phone. I love that she's consistent and that she's focused.
Yeah, there you go. But she has but there's like a huge Mexican flag, displayed out there on this table thing that she passes by.
Oh yeah, so I see it. Yeah, two of them. Well, no, it's just one. It's a mirror.
No, it's just one. Yeah. There's a mirror there. Yeah. So yeah, you see that and you start thinking things like, it doesn't, like, in my opinion, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. Why is there a Mexican flag? But then eventually when you meet the abuelo, you know.
Right. Yeah. And so she comes and she opens up his closet.
Right.
And she sees all these, that is a beautiful composition right there.
The setup is amazing. For those of us who are into OCD and organizing, beautiful. just. Beautiful.
Into OCD and organizing, yes.
Yep.
Can you hear him? Oh, he can hear you. That's why he's over here agreeing. Because he's literally throwing everything out of my house right now.
I mean,
the purge you didn't show up for is already started. So
you
want to come help throw things away.
Did he have to fight you on anything?
Yes, we have been fighting about plenty of things.
Man, you see, I'm not here for any of that shit. Cause you know when I see something, it was gonna go anyway. It's already by the door. Let him know that the cheat sheet is you need to put it next to the door.
Oh yeah, so Van goes into the closet and pulls out a coat, which and she smells it and tries to see if she can smell some of that Aubrey goodness on it.
Yeah. So first of all, the coat doesn't look like anything that's over extravagant in any way. I just want to point that out.
But it looks nice though.
It doesn't look over extravagant. The point is that it came from Drake's closet.
Right.
And so it's immediately imbued with with just champagne poppy goodness.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when people would mob like the Jacksons or somebody and like try to steal clothes. You know, I got Tito's ascot, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So anyway, so she puts it on and she just feels
she's all dressed up in love.
She feels all type of way. It's beautiful.
Meanwhile, outside in the I guess like the reflection pond, Nadine is fine. Well, fine and relatively speaking. She's out there sitting in the middle of the water with fucking Darius, who just appeared out of nowhere.
And the two of them are unraveling the secrets
of the universe.
I mean, it's the shot of her where her eyes are just like just glazed over as she's staring up into the darkness. I'm just like, you are so far gone. Darius could literally convince you that you're a hot dog.
Yeah. Are we real? And he's like, no. He explains to her the simulation hypothesis that from Bostrom. It's apparently the idea that that once technology becomes so advanced, they could literally simulate like a less advanced society to the degree that you wouldn't be able to distinguish reality from like the Matrix, basically. Reality right. from fiction. So he's like, we're all a simulation.
So yeah, so basically you may just be in a simulation right now. You just don't know it. And you might just be under surveillance. And you just don't know it.
Yeah, and I don't know if Darius had him one of them gummies as well, because he's sitting there, he's like, he's playing with the water like he can control like Aquaman for some reason.
Brandon, now you know damn well and good that Darius doesn't need no gummy bears. do not underestimate him. Okay.
While they're out here sharing, is that a peach or an apple that he has? It's an apple. It's a peach. It's a green apple.
Oh, it is? Okay. Yeah.
If it's a like peach, it'd be like that's a whole different like kind of. Wait, is it a peach? No, it's an apple. It's an apple.
Oh, because I mean, you're in Atlanta. Why shouldn't you be eating a?
Because the fruit of Satan. I heard that.
get him, Beelzebub.
Meanwhile, Tammy is inside, tracking this doofy nigga Davion, his white woman.
she's giving them the stare that causes third degree burns.
Why is she giving them secret agent? Why is she giving them Black Diana Prince at the Batman vs Superman at the Luthor party? Silent and deadly.
she got the champagne in her.
Yeah.
She's gonna get to the bottom of this. Yep. She is.
She's gonna solve this mystery.
Oh boy.
And so wow. Van has her shoes off.
Clearly.
She is humming Hotline Bling. And she is all up in Drake's shit, putting on every perfume and cologne that he has.
When I tell you, I live for this scene.
I thought for sure was going to bust in and just and toss her out of her ear, but you know, it didn't happen. She just got to sit there and enjoy life.
What I just love about this is so, I know we're watching a TV show, but this is what everybody would do.
Yep.
This is not, I mean, honestly, they probably didn't even have to tell, you know, Zazie Beetz to like really act this. Like, you're in a famous person's house. You see all this, the everything that's regular in a room is now just gonna be like heightened now. Now it just right. looks, yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah. So in the middle of all of this, Van gets a text. It's from Candace, raggedy ass, talking about, hey, me and DJ left for T-Pain's New Year's Eve party. Catch y'all tomorrow. Raggedy. Did you notice that Van's lock screen? First of all, it's 12:11. Yes. It's 2018. They missed the goddamn ball drop. Her lock screen. Her lock screen is. What
yes,
is it?
Yes. It is. Hold on. Hang on. I know that person. Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
Ha.
You're learning names. I appreciate it.
See, I'm getting better.
Harry Belafonte would not date me because he could not stand a Negro woman like me. He said I would only hold him back, so he only dated white girls. Real story that Eartha Kitt told by Harry Belafonte. Or Davion Johnson in this episode. Listen, nothing is by chance in this in these episodes.
Nothing at all. Yeah. So swiftly we switch from this lock screen to the root of all evil in this world. it's envy and envy and hatred.
So that's going to be the episode show art. That's the shot of Tammy staring daggers into this white woman upstairs. I'm actually taking the screenshot right now. As a matter of fact,
messy. Wow. Because. Man, that stare is cold. Like, it's just like, it's like, she don't like you.
And she just looked back and forth like, what's going on? Is she looking at somebody or something? And, yeah, I'm looking at you, ho.
Come get you some. Come get you some.
No, that's she. I don't know if this actress is actually from Atlanta. I should look it up right quick. But that is completely. She is in the character all the way as a Southern Black woman.
Okay, but why she look like the actress from Josie, who plays Josie on Riverdale?
Yeah, she does. Ashley Murray. She looks like Ashley Murray a little bit.
Yeah, she does. She does. But yeah, but she's
like Ashley Murray. Yeah. Even though she's probably younger than Ashley Murray, she could play Ashley Murray's older sister. Like, she has a more, like, mature and stoic look. Ashley Murray is, like, cute and bubbly, and I'm a teenager, but I'm 30.
Yeah, but she's ready. She's been practicing the... Well, actually, no, I shouldn't say that. No, she has not been practicing. She knows what she feels,
mm-hmm.
and it's about to come tumbling all the way out.
Yeah, give me a second because I need to pull up her rant because her rant was epic. First of all, let me find out if she's from Atlanta or not. Not that it matters because you know if she ain't from Atlanta, she definitely either knows somebody from Atlanta or she got this script and nigga she did her research. like Dorothy Ann on the Miss Frizzle. What's that show called? The Magic School Bus. According to my research. Shout out to Jaden XD. Yeah, remember they referenced that. I had thought I thought Dan such a long time before that. Let's see. Zazzy Beats, Adrian Ray. Gail Bean is her name. She does not have her information up in her IMDb. Wait, no. She's from Atlanta. Because she put up that she was looking for a seeking role in a feature film in Atlanta, Georgia in 2012. Yeah, she's from here.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right. I need to pull up her, like, get her rant together.
I was looking for it too.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
I'm staring at you. How? Is there a problem? Not really. You saddled over there with your black man accessory, and I'm just tired of that story, to be honest. It's basic. But that's just me, personally. Okay. Well, maybe I'm just a good woman. Huh? Like a good... Huh? Like a good girlfriend? Maybe I add value to his life? I've been with him since he was doing community theater. I cooked. I cleaned. I've had his back from the very beginning. I've always supported him. Maybe two good people found each other. And I'm a good woman who found a good man. Bitch, don't even act like you know. Wait, I got to be quick. Bitch, don't even act like you don't know what's going on here. You got all the advantages in the world to be a good woman. You could afford to invest early. I ain't got no time to be sitting out here with no community theater ass nigga for 8 years and wishing on a goddamn star.
Listen, listen.
Because the thing is, she made it clean. She leaves out the part where she paid this nigga's bills for 8 years. Her or her trust fund having parents. Let's be serious. Let's be for real here.
Because there's no way she could have there's no way she could have done it by herself.
Mm-mm.
Is what you're saying. Wow. Wow. That's.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, do you want to go in on it? I can turn the microphone on. Okay. All right. He's over here. He's having issues with the. I mean, some people do choose to like, I'll support you in your creative endeavor and everything like that, which is fine. She's not, the white woman hasn't done anything wrong, but.
Yeah. So both people in this case, let me give my opinion and you can give yours, right?
Right.
So both of them have good points here, right? So, Samantha, Becky, Brittany, whatever.
Christina. Her character's name is Christina.
Yes. Okay. Amy, Christina. Yeah. So she's saying, everything she's saying is, she's being truthful. You know, it's straightforward. And technically speaking, for all intents and purposes, she's right. Maybe two good people met each other, right? She's saying on her end, she was patient, she waited, she helped, and now he's here, and now they get to both reap the benefits, right? Okay, fine. That's great.
I gotta tell you what Michael said. He said that's telepathy, acrimony.
Right.
Listen. Okay. I'm gonna see that movie.
No, you're not.
I heard the recap on the Black Guy Who Tits Premium. I'm seeing that movie. Maybe not in the theater. I'm seeing that shit. That shit's like, it's goddamn ridiculous.
You better go to the dollar theater and see that.
Support Black women, Ali.
To the dollar theater to see.
Support
that.
Black women. Support Taraji P.
I'm all the way here. I'm over here all the way in the back. And my hand is up in the air and I'm rooting for her. You do the thing.
All right, but you made Christina's point, but what about
Christina's point? But Tammy, even though yes, she's coming off really abrasive and a little crazy because of that damn gummy bear, she has a point too. She's pointing out the fact that, well, Christina, you lived a privileged life from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the ability to wait. You had the ability to provide.
Mm-hmm.
You had the ability to have, to basically be comfortable with your patients. You were surrounded probably by a support system that even encouraged that kind of thinking. However, a lot of Black women on this end of this, you know, they don't have that kind of privilege. They don't have that opportunity. So
the generational wealth, the backup plan, the trust fund.
Yeah.
It's not a thing that is common. A very small few, but not many.
Yeah. Yeah. Black, you know, what happens when a Black woman shows up with her boyfriend for the first time? Everybody judges him. They want to know what he does for a living and whatever. Nothing about the fact that, are you guys happy? You know, is she happy? Does he make her feel, you know,
supported?
Yeah, or whatever. No, they want to know what he does for a living. How much money does he make? Does he have his own car? Does he live somewhere? All of that fuels into the psyche of what it is that most Black women are out here, you know, sort of searching for, and how upset they feel when they see imagery like this, and they feel, you know, obviously they feel robbed.
Yeah. Robbing season.
Yeah. I mean, I had to tie it in. So, you know, so both women have points. You know, somebody might kind of argue that both of them are right. But what do you think, Bradley?
I agree. Everything you said is actually everything I agree with. There are two sides to the whole thing. It's like, You know, but like, you know, but like, you know, the fact that Tammy is, you know, high and angry, you know, sort of kind of makes her seem like she's the unreasonable one here.
Exactly. And it's going to make people just gloss over what she says. But obviously by now, I think the people who are watching Atlanta, they know to take everything and not just
pieces. And also
not just.
Yeah. And the rest of her rant. There are plenty, 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 plenty of good Black women. But you don't see Brad Pitt trying to date Shonda Rhimes. No, no. And before the girls like start speaking, like, oh, type beautiful woman into Google Images, honey. Then you can talk to me.
Brandon, there is an article up online right now of the reviews saying the number of people who Googled beautiful people that night.
Pete.
Was racy.
Listen, it's like an interactive program. It's like playing Blue's Clues.
It is like playing Blue's Clues. You're right. It is like playing Blue's Clues because literally, what did you think I did when that rant that rant reached that point? I paused and then I Googled. Yeah.
So let's see how many women we get to before we get to one as Black. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I found, I got to get to 15, but she's clip art. 16, 17, 18, 19. Okay, I got two. I got 19, I got two.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe my shit is just tuned.
So here's the deal. Also, how many of those women of color you found that were actually dark skinned?
Let's see. The first one, the Black woman,
was a clip art.
She's brown. She's brown. Then there's one who was dark. Then the fourth one was Beyonce. There's like out of 30, like four of them are Black.
Yeah, because eventually, they do show some dark skin. All the way down, it's Lupita.
I haven't seen Lupita yet. Are you using the web browser version? I saw Rihanna.
Hold on a second.
I'm on my phone.
Wait, what did you type into Google?
Beautiful woman.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Maybe there's a slight difference
in woman versus women.
Yeah, I guess maybe. Hang on. Okay, so the first dark skin on my end is...
Dark-skinned woman. These are people.
Huh? The first dark-skinned woman on my end is... No, that's not somebody I recognize.
It's like a model and like a clip art.
Yeah.
That was the first one on mine, too.
Let me see. I don't know. There's Beyonce. There's the Beyonce I saw that you mentioned.
But I mean, the point though is that the first one, the second one, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, the seventh one, the eighth one, the ninth one, I don't know about the tenth. It's like she's brown.
But they're all women. Yeah, they're light skin.
The first page is all white women. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And then the few Black women who show up at first are, most of them are light skinned to white passing.
Yeah, and then most of the women, like some average is blonde and white, if you look through like the whole entire list.
And the women also almost all the women are sporting hair that the Black women are sporting hair that is not natural.
Right. Or that has been processed.
Or has been processed.
I saw one girl with natural hair.
Yeah.
And she was way down the page.
Yeah. So, I mean, what the point is proven, right?
Right.
The point is proven. Tammy's bringing this up and she's not wrong.
Right. And the white woman was like, I just loved it. I'm Devion. Bitch, I love him too. Why did he sit down at that exact moment out of nowhere?
At the exact
moment. I feel so bad.
I'm embarrassed for you.
And she's like, thank you. And just got up, dude, I've been left. And then the girl, and he was just like, sorry. And just walked away.
Yeah.
I would have died right there. I would have just expired immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just vanish into the seat. Like,
I'd have rolled the floor that lady in that gear.
Yeah. Crazy.
Insane. All right, let me go back to the episode. So back downstairs in the secret lair, Van goes under some sort of like netting, I guess, into like the bedroom area, in which she finds a elderly Latin gentleman who is trying to figure out how he's fiddling with the TV. So now, because Donald Glover and Amy, who directed the episode, and them want us to be in the who wrote the episode? What was her name? Because she's like a new staff writer here, Ibra Ake. I'm sure they had to write all this out so they could actually do the episode. It's a dude. It's a dude. My bad. Ibra Ake is the dude. He wrote it. It's a black dude. This elderly Spanish guy speaks in unsubtitled Spanish the whole way through. But you went and found a translation, right? Or a partial translation?
So the partial translation from what I could find is that he's saying that this boy, whenever he keeps messing with the TV, so that, you know, whenever this elderly man comes to watch TV, you know, he doesn't know how to work the TV after. Like, you know, whoever's messing with the configuration before, this boy, are we assuming he's referring to Drake?
I guess we have to.
Yeah.
And so
basically, he keeps complaining to it to Van, up until the point where she starts talking about Drake, and he's like, it doesn't matter anyway because he's already on, like, you're wasting your time. He's already on the plane heading to his Euro tour. Because he points to, he even points to the calendar,
and that's where she goes with the calendar, because she was like, because he says something about Abuelo, and she's like, wait, so you Drake's Abuelo?
Mind you, though, she's assuming.
she is. Yeah. It's funny because she was like, I don't speak Spanish, like, but she speaks German. I mean, that's very possible, but it's like, I just...
No, I mean, that's fine. Like, she recognizes the word Abuelo, so she's like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Why is the calendar a soccer?
What?
Why is it soccer?
Yeah, well, think about it, right? So, Mexico, you have soccer on the calendar. The room that she's in with the guy has netting, which I assume is there because it's to catch the soccer balls that are flying around if someone is in there, like, playing, you know, just soccer.
Why would you play soccer in the house?
Yes, you would. In your house, in my house, that happens all the time. You have never... Oh,
wait, what?
That tells me you've never been... You've never...
I've never been in the Caribbean person's home. In the Caribbean.
You've never lived with a soccer fanatic, have you?
No, I've never lived with a soccer fanatic. I have not.
Yeah, the amount of times you'd have to... The number of times you have to tell him to quit kicking around a damn ball in the house, you wouldn't believe. I have a friend who is very obsessed with soccer. And he keeps kicking it all over the place. And to be quite honest, like, his father has, like, even to the point where his father had to, like a sort of, like, relegate his side of the house to, like, hey, you can kick it around all the way over here in the basement area where your room is, but upstairs, no soccer balls. So yeah. You would have netting around to make sure that the ball doesn't, like, go into an area where it's, like, equipment or whatever devices that you have that would mess up.
Right. And even though we saw the Mexican flag, and of course, the final joke we'll get to in a second, you pointed out that this man is speaking Spanish with a Caribbean accent, not a Mexican accent.
Yeah. So people online have pointed out that this guy is speaking with a Puerto Rican accent. He's speaking with a Puerto Rican dialect. Or a Puerto Rican dialect of Spanish. Yeah, dialect of Spanish, basically. And, you know, so some people have spotted that as a weakness or a faux pas or a mistake in the episode. I personally don't think it is, on account of that's not the point of this scene. The scene isn't to point out any kind of accuracy in terms of whether or not, if it's Spanish or that region that speaks Spanish. Is the point is Van can't understand what that guy is saying, but she's able to pick up certain cues based on what he's pointing at, and you know, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right. So she realizes Drake ain't even here.
Yeah.
And so she finds
that's when he's like, that's what I've been trying to tell you. Look at the calendar. He's trying to tell her, like, I'm trying to tell you, look at the calendar.
Right. So she heads back upstairs, and where she finds a long line of people, and she does a double take, comes back. So these two ladies, one with the ATL hat on, like, listen, they know how to costume people to light scammers. We all have seen people like this, who men and women in Atlanta area, in a lot of most big cities, who have that hustler thing that they know how to make money and fool people into, like, you know. So they have cardboard cutouts, multiple ones of Drake. And they are charging women $20 a pop to take a photograph
next to a cardboard cutout. Wow. Yep.
If you pay $10, you can get some mom some free Puma slides.
So tell me, because I'm not from here. So is that a thing? Puma slides, are they really that popular?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, they are?
I don't know.
Well, Michael says they are.
Oh. No, the microphone's not on. He can hear you mumbling over there. But yeah, so, and it's funny because these two women, they point out something very important in the episode. When we get the exact dialogue, they said, basically, you know, it's like, this is what you're here for anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's
because they literally point out that, hey, without even Van having to say anything, it's that, hey, this will get you some crazy views on Instagram.
Yeah, it will get you 10,000 followers, guaranteed. Instantly.
Yeah.
And it's like, hold up, you're telling me that all these girls have been posting fake photos on Instagram all night? Look, they're real to everyone else. I mean, this is your best option anyway. You thought you was going to have a meaningful conversation with Drake or some shit? You was going to come to the party, ask for a pic, and post it on the gram. So here you go. You're welcome. $20. Lines right there.
They just read her. just completely. Wow.
Yeah, so okay. She leaves in a huff, as she should, and as I would.
She's ridiculous. She should have just gotten her 20. She should have just paid $20. That's what you want anyway, right?
Well, are you going to stand in that line for 900 years to take a picture? It'll be 40 next days New and 40 years. Nights.
40 days and 40 nights?
Yeah. Wandering in the wilderness and shit.
Being tempted.
Oh, but yeah. So she goes outside where she finds Nadine and Darius. Darius is out there like, stars are just a projection of what's actually already inside of your mind.
I love how when she shows up, she tells him to shut the hell up.
I love, first of all, that when Nadine's like, she's like, Drake, because she recognizes the jacket probably. It feels like Darius.
Oh, hey, what are you doing there? What are you doing here, bro?
It's funny because why are you here? Is Earn here with you?
Mm-hmm. See, mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep. He's like, no, but I know Drake's chef Guillermo from the glorious days of pickup soccer. Wait, was that the chef?
So that's what I'm saying. Do you see the connection here? This might not actually be his grandfather. That just might be someone who is the help. For all you know, Drake just likes... For all you know, Van was actually in Guillermo's area. Because you have the Mexican flag. You have the soccer net. You know, you have the calendar that has a soccer person on it.
Yeah.
This could all have just been Guillermo's area.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah.
You're hiding the deepest part of the house, you know.
Exactly.
Like when you go to the Biltmore estate, they show you where the maid lives and the cook lives.
Right. Right. This is essentially Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. What's wrong with you?
They are downstairs. Literally, even before Downton Abbey, what's the British show before that? Literally called Upstairs Downstairs.
Yeah. You saw about her telling him to shut up. He's like, she's like, how did we get here? He's like, it all started. Shut up.
Shut the hell up. Yeah, that's exactly what she's like. Shut the hell up. Okay. I know somebody like Van, she's probably been around Darius enough to know that. She's probably one of those people who's just fed up. Like everybody else just takes Darius in strides, but Van, no.
Not having it.
No. Quit all that shit. All that mystical mumbo jumbo swami woo woo shit.
Yeah. So she tells Nadine they got left. Like, that sucks. You okay? I think so. Me and Darius figured out that I am nothing. We're all nothing. It's a simulation, Van. It's all fake. But she's like, you know what? You're right. It is all fake. And they're talking about not necessarily like life, but like social media and Instagram and right. Stunning for the gram, which is like the whole thing that she was trying to do. And, you know, there's nothing real about it. You know, we don't even know that girl that we saw Earn with. We don't even know like who she is, but, you know, she cut all that jealousy off of that. That might not have been nothing either. But like
exactly.
The whole facade of like Hollywood and like celebrity and everything and like, you know, the fat lifestyles of the rich and famous, all that kind of shit and Cribs. It's all fake.
Yeah.
You know, half of the niggas who were on Cribs just rented a house for that, for the photos, for the filming.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? And what about Bow Wow? I'm posing next to that damn Learjet. Right? When you out here in coach.
Bow Wow was in the damn cargo.
Shout out to the person who literally saw it on Instagram that very moment and literally took a selfie showing Bow Wow in the seat behind him. Going, is this
your Bow Wow?
What is his real name?
Shad.
Is this your Shad? Yeah.
Right. And so Tammy comes out and is like, hey y'all, they're kicking everybody out. We gotta go. And so they get up. And I love that Darius is a goddamn gentleman.
Yeah.
He bent down and helped the lady to her feet. And he still booties too.
he's still even though you're outside.
And so they out there on the side of the road somewhere in the country.
Yeah.
Which is not a safe thing to do in Georgia, just so y'all know.
Not at all. Not at all. I told you about how when I was driving up to the camping site and I was like, please God, do not make this car break down anywhere on this country road with these wooden houses with Confederate flags in the porch. Right. Please.
Oh, I also want to point out, are you watching the episode?
Yes.
So did everybody get a picture with Drake? They're all wearing Hoopa slides.
Brandon,
everybody said Jerry's.
I am done. I have been done in. Wow.
Wait, I don't know if Van has. I'm trying to say Van, but so, no, she does not. But Nadine. And Tammy do.
Tammy. Yeah, Van doesn't have Puma slides on.
And so just walking out there. And she's all of a sudden, Drake is Mexican.
Yeah. She's it's like no.
No.
Yeah. I love that. See, I love that you pointed out there the whole connection between Darius and the cook and whatever. You see?
With the chef, not the cook. So, let's not be disrespectful.
Sorry, sorry, the chef. This is definitely, I have a feeling that the chef is not his grandfather. It is, he is.
Nigga, just, he's the chef.
He's just the chef. And this is, and you know, she might have definitely been in his, in Drake's closet. Mm-hmm. But that other section she was in there, no, that's not Drake's section. No.
Even if it is, like, I'm sure that you the chef is allowed just to be in there while he's not there.
Seriously, you think Drake has a little calendar on the wall to mark his tour date?
Oh, that's a good point.
Seriously?
That's a good point.
Yeah, the chef is going to point that out so that he'll know when he needs to cook so that when Drake comes back, you know, he'll have a good home-cooked meal waiting for him. Man, this show... Listen!
Listen, this episode was a whole lot of fun. I know a lot of people were confused on Twitter.
But that is my favorite part of the show, is when people are just running around shooting theories out into the ether, just crazy. It's why I love it.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like Van's episodes. I don't know if it's misogyny. Or because like another part, Van's episodes are always written on like a higher reading level than the others, if that makes sense. Like, because she's the smartest of them, and so like her episodes tend to be a lot less foolish. Some of the others can be, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Because you know what, we love the show. Every episode is great. Every episode is actually written on a very high level. But hers just like. There's a different vibe to her episodes. Like, you get a good different feel.
Here's what I noticed about her episodes. So where Paperboy episode so far, the episode that he has so far, it's straight ratchetry and just, you know.
It is whimsical ratchetry.
Right. But if you notice, is that he has a short fuse and he is fed up. He gets fed up really fast. And he's basically taken for a ride, right? Mm-hmm. But Van's episodes are that sort of what you just mentioned, that level where there is ratchetry going around, but Van is just... She may be over it, but she's not...
She's not above it, but she may not be over it. Like,
yeah, she's
like,
not
she,
aggressive.
She don't think she's better than anybody, but... Yeah. Like, you could tell from her episodes that there's more to her. Like, she doesn't fit necessarily in Earn's world or in Paperboy's world. But, and so when you get to episodes that are just about her, you see, like, it widens the scope of, like, sort of kind of the experience of the show. Like, the episode where she's, like, has to deal with the drug test at work. And, you know, anybody else would just buy some pee. But she decides she's going to go through this whole thing.
Taking
the baby's diaper and reconstituting the pee.
She is gonna Steve Urkel the shit out of this. And I was like, you do not have to go through all that trouble.
Yeah.
But her episodes where I noticed that she's never aggressively against what's happening. She recognizes it and she knows what it is for what it is, and then she just carries on.
Right.
Right? The Juneteenth, she knew what the deal was.
Yeah.
She knew what the deal was.
Compared to her, Earn goes along with a whole bunch of shit that he shouldn't go along with. Darius would go along and comment on it. Like, Darius is actually probably smarter than Earn in some ways. He's more, like, he's more wise than Earn.
The other thing is,
he recognizes bad situations. Earn does not.
For some reason, even though he got into some shit, for some reason... He felt the most in control of the situation. I don't know how are you tied to the chair? How are you handcuffed to the chair? But for some reason, the dude is just... He's super in control. And it's... Where do I get Mia Darius? Like, where... Wow. But yeah, but her episode's definitely... They're very apparent when it's her episode.
Right.
It's very apparent. So, yeah. And notice, too... She still got that jacket on. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you stole.
She stole
that jacket. You are a thief.
Oh, yeah. Michael's pointing out she took the pants, too.
Oh!
She's wearing a whole Drake wardrobe.
Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Oh, yeah. She whipped her dress, which means she needed it.
Oh, that's true. But listen, though. But she's...
She's a klepto. Is that what you're trying to say?
I was about to say you in a whole
drink. Nigga, stop whispering. Come over here.
Yeah. Everybody else is fake. Everybody else is fake. But Vando, Van has a complete Drake look. This is a mood. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Van got on Legacy, and everybody else is just pay for.
Right.
I love it.
But yeah, so Van robbed Drake of his shit. All the women were robbed of their time and their trust, and that it was actually going to be actual Drake party. Candace robbed him of good friendship and being a good person by ditching them to go to a T-Pain party and vocoded up for the rest of the night.
That party was probably better anyway, to be completely honest. I'm pretty sure a T-Pain party is better.
Yeah. We talked about the water popped out his jacket magically, like a cartoon character. Yes, we did. I think that's everything for this episode.
What an episode. I love it. I'm still on this train. I'm still on it. Like, this show is magical. It makes Atlanta seem so... And you know, I was telling...
It makes Atlanta seem like Narnia.
Yeah, but I was telling Dustin, though, that the funny thing about that is that this may not be so far from the truth, because we are not omnipresent in Atlanta, so we don't know everything that's going on in our city. So for all you know, some of this could just be people who Donald Glover's grown up with and being like, hey, bruh, let me tell you what happened to me one Saturday in Stone Mountain. Let me tell you what happened to me one time in Candler Park. You know, let me tell you what happened one time on Ponce de Leon. Ponce de Leon, yeah.
You can tell you don't go downtown.
No, I said it too fast. I said Ponce de Leon. Okay. I said it too fast. But listen, that's the real thing that Brandon should have pointed out. I didn't say Ponce. Yeah. There you go.
All right, let me get up to this thing before y'all gang up on me. where can people find us online?
People can find us at the ssnpodcast.com website.
Mm-hmm.
They can also find us everywhere on social media. That includes Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at the handle at ssnpodcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to listen to the show. And you can find our show to listen to on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere that you listen to podcasts, pretty much.
Absolutely.
At the handle at SSN Podcast.
Right. And of course, you are doing Black Lightning recaps with Moji over at TV Movie Mistress. And I am doing Riverdale recaps with her as well.
That is correct. We are having a good old time because that's Black Lightning is... Whew, that's a black show.
Oh, yeah. But yeah,
Riverdale is just messy. Drama and mess.
Are you ready for this Carrie the Musical shit they about to pull this week?
Brandon, I think this show knows exactly its demographic.
Oh yeah, because Cheryl Blossom's playing Carrie White. You were like, literally, it's just like, gays, please watch. Thanks.
I mean, that's what y'all wanted, right?
give the gays everything they're looking for, like Keenan Lonsdale at the GLAAD Awards last week.
This dude showed up looking like a Final Fantasy bondage character.
Good night. All right, this is...
I was like, bruh. I mean, if you don't plus ultra this shit.
Okay, we gotta go. All right. Say something nice podcast. This is Brandon. That was Ali. We will see y'all later. Plus ultra.
Oh my God. I mean, even though plus ultra is for for it's not for Final Fantasy. It's for My Hero Academia.
Oh, okay.
Still, it's in the same anime bracket.
Okay. All right. All right, bye, y'all.